101.9, where the temperature is now 1 degree. 1 degree outside on this third day of November 2017. Going to be a bit of a mini show tonight, so let's just jump into the music with some Hinterland. It'll warm you up. This is from the Pan Pan Medico CD and a song called Detwiller Pavilion.
Try to Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. инструмент Терминвокс – это первый инструмент такого типа. Это песенно-голосовой инструмент. В нем управление мелодией достигается посредством влияния на электромагнитное поле около инструмента.
Old Martineau. And invented in 1928.
Exactly,
roughly.
Yes. The first concert was given in 1928. So basically, the idea basically stayed the same. It was the same. At the very beginning, you had the device that looked like this one, which is called the ring. And it makes the glissandi. This was the first thing that you could hear. It was not exactly like this. It took very different, but the idea was there. Coming from an idea of a radio telegraphist who is looking for his the frequency in which he would send the message. Mm-hmm. Finally, you choose the frequency and send your message.
Fantastic.
So it was the first device. Then, something like, I think 2 or 3 years later, he came with a keyboard. Well, the keyboard now allows you to make definite pitches. And this was a real improvement because it gave the possibility of some virtuosity of sort to play scales and arpeggios and things like that.
Now, is this somehow related to the theremin?
Well, basically, the idea is the same, except that with the theremin, you touch nothing. You have two antennas, mm-hmm. one for the volume and one for the pitch. Here, you have the pitch here as this keyboard or this ring, and for the volume, you have this device here that you press down. The more you press it down, the more it gives sound. But mm-hmm. if you are almost very close to silence.
I notice in some of the places in the Messiaen where the beginnings of the notes, the attacks, are quite varied. And how do you control the
varied, yes.
How do you control
from
the difference
here, from here? Because this can be used slower or faster. If I do it, it's something like more louré. Now I can make it more immediate. It could even be, but not in Messiaen, but it could be even be this. Wow. Almost percussion.
Yeah, yeah, very much like.
So
there was also what I would consider a stop on an organ, the sound of very, very reedy, low bass notes. Mm-hmm. How do you change the sounds on this instrument?
I have the possibility of changing the timbres. What you are referring to is probably this timbre here, which is tutti, but tutti including nasia, N, nasi. So I'm doing this at a certain moment.
That's the one.
You hear more timbres like this one. Sometimes it's more aggressive. This way to have a dense feeling. The feeling is very natural.
I also noticed that the keyboard is responsive to your motion for vibrato.
Exactly, yes, this is one point. I must say that Maurice Martineau was a cellist before he went to this. And he wanted to have the vibrato of the cello, by the way.
Do that again where I can have a reference to the side that's steady. There you go. It's definitely the most alive-sounding electronic instrument I've ever heard. You know, the Onda Martineau, it has a very human quality to it. It's really incredible.
That's why I am there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I wouldn't be.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all
the
time.
You're biking. Oh, no! Something broke and you need it fixed or you need to learn how to fix it, and the AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen have been there for you. And now is your chance to be there for them. Come out November 10th to GAM Gallery at 110 East Hastings from 7 p.m. to midnight for Pedaling Art, their second annual fundraiser and bike art auction in collaboration with Our Community Bikes. So share the love. Make it out.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office. We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey there, you're listening to CITR, CITR Radio 101.9 at 102 in the morning. That was a long set, and we went way back, basically from the 20s to the 70s, with some electronic music from the past. Except for the first song. The first song in the set was 2008. That was Hinterland from the Pan Pan Medico CD and Detwiller Pavilion. And they're sort of an often overlooked, really cool Vancouver band that you don't hear that much. Hinterland. They got lots of albums out. You just don't hear that much about them. And then from 1969, we heard Mart Garson and Let the Sunshine In. From the mid-70s, we heard Mondre doing Solar Flight. And then we heard Herman Kopp from Necronology, a song called Supper. Then we heard Lucifer, otherwise known as Mart Garson, from 1971, from his Black Mass album, a song called Solomon's Ring. From 1978, we heard Tomita from the Cosmos LP and a song called Pacific 231. From 1969, from the album The Age of Electronics, a song called Time is Tight by a gentleman of the strange name of Dick Hyman. That's his name, Dick Hyman. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything. And then Martin Denny from Exotic Moog, 1969, song called Love Me Tonight. From 1968, Jean-Jacques Perry from the amazing electronic pop sound of Jean-Jacques Perry, and a song called The Mexican Cactus, 1968. From the late 60s, Kingsley and Jean-Jacques Perry doing a song called Unidentified Flying Object. And then from the happy electropop music machine, Jean-Jacques Perry and Dana Countryman doing Atomic Twist. From 1958, from the album Electronic Movements, we heard Tom Disavelt and Kid Baxter in a song called Syncopation. And that was put out by Philips Records. And in 1958, Philips tried to make popular electronic music. For several years, room number 306 of the Philips Laboratory in Eindhoven was allowed to make music like this. However, it was so ahead of its time that it didn't really catch on. And then another song by Dick Hyman from 1969, a song called The Moog and Me. And then from the album Moog Rock, we heard Les Baxter doing Claire de Lune. From 1954, Leon Theremin playing his own instrument. That sounds kind of kinky. Leon Theremin playing the theremin. And then Jean Laurando playing the Ondes Martinet, an instrument invented in 1928. And most people sort of think of electronic music as belonging to, like, you know, the 70s, and the Kraftwerk was the first electronic artist. No. There were many, many electronic artists long before Kraftwerk ever came into existence. You're listening to the Oral Tentacle Show here on CITR Radio 101.9. Now we're going to talk about sleazy politics, public works, the classifieds, party animals, and these kids today. What is happening to our young people? They disrespect their elders, they disobey their parents, they ignore the law, they riot in the streets, inflamed with wild notions. What is to become of them? You know who said that? That was Plato. Plato said that, and he lived from 427 to 347 BC. So 2,500 years ago, people were wondering what was happening to today's youth. Peter the Hermit, and he lived from the year 1050 to 1115 AD, and he says, "The young people of today think of nothing but themselves. They have no reverence for parents or old age. They are impatient of all restraint. They talk as if they knew everything, and what passes for wisdom with us is foolishness with them. As for the girls, they are forward, immodest, and unladylike in speech, behavior, and dress." That was written over 1,000 years ago. Meanwhile, Khufu, the Egyptian pharaoh, around 2560 BC, on building the Great Pyramid, he said, "No job worth doing was ever done on time or under budget." Things have not changed. Cicero, who lived 106 to 43 BC, yes, over 2,000 years ago, he said, "Nothing is more unpredictable than the mob, nothing more obscure than public opinion, nothing more deceptive than the whole political system." Wow, he could be talking about today's politics. But he was talking about politics long before Christ. Aristophanes, the father of comedy, who lived from 456 BC to 386 BC, he said once, "Quickly, bring me a beaker of wine so that I may wet my mind and say something clever." And finally, from the first century AD, a Roman rental notice from Pompeii, the city that was destroyed by Mount Vesuvius. The classified ad over 2,000 years ago says, quote, "The Arius Pollio apartment complex owned by Gnaeus alias Nigidius Maius for rent from July 1st. Street front shops with counter space, luxurious second story apartments, and a townhouse. Prospective renters, please make arrangements with Primus, slave of Gnaeus alias Nigidius Maius." Things have not changed. People have not changed. And it seems like electronic music hasn't changed that much either. It's been around for a lot longer than you think it's been. So we're going to jump back into more old electronic music. This is from a 1968 album. And it's called The Happy Moog. And we're going to hear four songs from The Happy Moog. We're going to hear Space Express, Short Circuit, Paris 2079, and Saturn Ski Jump. Here we go. On 101.9 CITR. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Back we are here at CITR. CITR Radio 101.9. My name is Pierre. This is Oral Tentacles and another long set. Starting off with Jean-Jacques Perry and Henry Breuer from the Happy Moog album from 1969, Space Express, Short Circuit, Paris 2079, and Saturn Ski Jump. And then from the Afro Sounds of Colombia, Volume 1, put out by Vampy Soul label, we heard Cumbia del Sal by Cumbias Un Moog. Then we heard Dynasty, a song called Stroken from the 1970s. Also from the 70s, from 1978, Brian Bennett, who used to be the drummer for The Shadows, and his 1978 album Voyage, A Journey into Discoid Funk, which was released a couple of years later in 1980 under the title Fantasia, with different track names, but identical songs and identical tracks. The song we heard was Ocean Slide. And then we hear Jenko Minovic from 1975, from the album Soul Impressions, and that was the drug song. From 1968, from the album Le Mariage Collective, we heard Sexopolis by Jean-Pierre Mirouz. And then from 1970, a song called La Horse, slang name for heroin in France and in England, we heard Monsieur Serge Gainsbourg. Yeah, that was Serge Gainsbourg showing off his versatility. 1:42 in the morning. Told you it would be a short show tonight, kind of a mini show. So we'll play one more Serge Gainsbourg song, and then we'll switch that over to Robo DJ. So from 19... Well, this is a remix. The remix was from 1991. The song was originally sometime in the 60s. It's the remix of Requiem pour un con on CITR.
One, two, three, shake. It's okay. That's it, man.
Pour toi, il est terrible, c'est terrible.
And there you go. Two songs by Serge Gainsbourg. La Horse. And we just heard Requiem pour Ankle. And that was the remix. Bringing us now to 146. 146 in the morning. You have been listening to the Oral Tentacle Show here on CITR Radio 101.9, where we broadcast live from stolen land. We broadcast live from Musqueam territory. Thanks for listening. It was a short night tonight. There's a reason for that, but I won't tell you why. Except that I have to get up early tomorrow. And Robo DJ is here. Robo DJ, get your metal rear end over here and play some music for us. Robo DJ is going to be playing music all night long until the morning DJs show up. So be nice to Robo DJ. Good night. See you next week. And bundle up, for crying out loud. It's cold outside. 1 degrees as we speak.
Trans, spoken word, rock. Unusual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles. Thursdays, 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.